I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Hazani people in North Africa are devoutly Muslim. Jared and a team with Frontiers USA minister among the Hazani. Years earlier, the Hazani wanted to broaden their children's understanding of the world, so Jared's Midwest church invited Hazani kids to visit America and stay with host families in the church. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers.
That first summer, 9 families from Jared's church hosted the kids. And then, after a couple of years, Hazani leaders invited Jared's church to send short-term teams to come and just love on the kids more. And the tribal leaders just said, "You love our kids. We can see that you genuinely care."
Please pray for the Hazani people to know Jesus and join what God is doing in the Muslim world with Frontiers USA. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Next, you've heard it said there's no such thing as a chance encounter, and that proved to be especially true in this story from Christian Aid Mission. MNN's Ruth Kramer with more.
Muhammad was a single parent, an alcoholic, desperately poor and bitter. War forced him to take his daughter and flee across the border to Turkey. Hoping to find help, the pair showed up at a refugee center where he met another refugee and struck up a friendship. At this new friend's home, Muhammad saw an Arabic New Testament. He devoured the scriptures and found a church pastor to answer his questions. Muhammad and his daughter soon got involved with Bible studies and gave their lives to Christ. Christian Aid Mission's ministry partner says the network of connections that expose Muslims like Muhammad to the gospel are no accident. It's a moment of partnership and prayer. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.